Janet, who was listening, said, my boyfriend and I have been together for about a year, and we're thinking about, you know, I don't think things are working out.
Okay.
Should I break up now or wait till after Valentine's Day? It's 2 days till Valentine's Day. That ship has sailed.
So you're saying it's too late?
It's too late.
She's got to go through with Valentine's Day?
Should I break up now or wait till after Valentine's Day? You seem like a real jerk if you call it off now.
I have to disagree.
Okay.
I have to disagree. One, I'm cheap, right?
Okay.
So, like, why buy stuff for the person you don't care about
anymore? Right, right, right.
Okay, but that's like, secondary.
Okay.
If you go through with it, you're the absolute jerk. So, what do you have to go through a night of pretending to still care about this person?
Okay.
All right? So, like, and who knows? Maybe this person, you know, maybe they're blindsided by the whole thing. They think things are going great.
That's true.
And you're pretending. And then you break up with them like 2 days later.
Yeah, on the 15th.
Like, wait a second. Saturday night, you were super nice.
Yeah.
Then you're just a freaking liar.
It's probably better to just pull the Band-Aid off real quick.
instead of let it prolong. You don't have to go through anything.
Yeah.
You don't know anybody anything.
Yeah.
Sure, it's going to be a painful Valentine's Day, but you'll get over it.
Do what the celebrities do. Just break up with a text.
Celebrities, that's everybody these days.
Exactly, it's not celebrities.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Well, here's what's going on at the Olympics. Just a little bit ago, Jessie Diggins, she is a skier, and she just won bronze. She barely made it over the finish line with bruised ribs. Couldn't even take the medal stand, but she got the medal anyway. And the United States is up to 12 medals and is now in the top three in the medal count.
Good for us.
Meanwhile, a guy from Ukraine who was doing the skeleton, which is like the luge, but it's face forward.
Head first.
Yeah. He was disqualified because he put the pictures of victims of people that were killed in Ukraine by the Russian invasion.
Oh.
And they disqualified him because they said you cannot put any political message on your attire for the Olympics.
Yeah. But sadly, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
He felt it was worth it.
El Paso's airport was closed by the FAA because the military was doing something and they didn't know what it was. The military claimed they were going to be using some lasers to shoot down Mexican drug cartel drones.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't tell anybody. As it turned out, they did shoot something down, but it was a party balloon. So, sorry, Kevin. No balloons for your birthday party. The government done shot them down.
With a laser.
So, yeah, with a laser. And now they've opened the airport up again.
Woo! The hotel business is doing pretty well in Nashville. As in 2025, we broke a record. There were 10.2 million hotel rooms sold in 2025 alone.
That's amazing.
It's about 200,000 more than in previous years.
Okay.
So people are coming to visit.
Yeah.
Just got to make sure they don't move here.
Don't move here.
Nope.
Leave your money and go home, okay? Appreciate
full.
It. Yeah. The new controversy is...
All right, this is about to be the world's dumbest debate, but I just used these tongs to move raw chicken from a bag into the pan. Raw chicken. It's now time to cook and flip said chicken, but these touched raw chicken. So now I'm inclined to put them in the sink and go get a fresh pair of non-raw chicken tongs.
And the world is divided.
Yeah.
Does she need new tongs?
Every time, or...
Or she should just keep using the tongs. And sure, you're not supposed to do stuff with raw chicken, but if you're cooking, it's going to undo any of the bad stuff. Like, I'm not saying that's the case. That's what people are saying.
Well, if you're flipping the chicken that's on the grill, the part you're flipping is probably still semi-raw.
For a while, yeah.
So are you going to get fresh tongs every time you flip the chicken? Do you have to get like a, you know, do you have to get a set of 25 tongs that you wear around your belt when you go out to barbecue?
flip a chicken, toss it behind you, flip another one, toss it.
Honey, we need more tongs, quickly!
It's just this like endless raining of tongs coming down. So people are divided. We got a couple of texts in. We have one from Terry that says, I use the same tongs from raw to fully cooked, then to serve. I'm still here.
Yes, after doing that for years. It was not deadly poison, as everyone said.
Our friend Adam texted in, and he's the chef. He loves working in the kitchen.
Right, right.
He says, you don't need new tongs if you sanitize them, but I typically switch to a spatula when flipping the chicken.
Oh, that makes sense.
So he's basically just taken the second set of tongs and replaced them with a spatula.
Yeah.
Now, according to the CDC, this is the official thing that you're supposed to do.
What's the government say?
The government says that nothing, if you touch raw chicken, you should wash your hands for at least 20 seconds.
Yes.
Additionally, they say don't wash the chicken in your sink because it'll spread and leave bacteria there.
Oh, yeah. Then you have even worse problems.
Right. And then you see those videos where people go around with like a black light. And they show you where, here's the 7 million things in your kitchen that are going to kill you.
Yeah, yeah. Just
they say for utensils, they recommend using a separate cutting board for raw chicken and washing any surface, utensil, or dish with hot soapy water after preparing chicken and before cooking anything else.
Yes. But you're putting the chicken on the grill, so any bacteria, I believe, is going to be killed by fire.
As long as you don't touch it again with the tongs that had the chicken.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know where to go on this.
Spatula is a good idea.
I think, I don't know. There's so many things where I go, okay, they're just scaring us. Everything's to scare us. But then I'm scared.
I think my dad had one pair of tongs he used for his entire life. It's like...
Probably never washed them.
Never washed them. Just left them on the grill. And then whatever. One pair of tongs lasts a lifetime.
Oh, we got a text from Samantha. She says, you do not need new tongs.
Yeah.
30 years of cooking, I'm still here.
Yes.
Our parents would be dead now.
Exactly.
Because apparently they didn't do any of the switching of tongs.
No. Of course, you know, if you're barbecuing, I think we all know that if you don't click the tongs twice before you start, then you're cursing yourself.
Don't even bother.
Don't even bother. Just throw the chicken away.
So you go click, click.
Yeah. Click, click. Gotta click, click. Gotta click, click.
I go click, 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 click.
Oh, do you? Oh, so you're making it double safe.
Yeah.
Good job, Jim. Feeling good, like I should.
Winning double walk around the neighborhood. As soon as he grabbed her, he knew immediately, oh my God, this lady is pregnant.
Mm.
So let's back up 30 seconds. This guy, Logan Hayes, is driving down the interstate in Florida. When he looks off to the side of the road, and in the corner of his eye, he sees a woman in an SUV in the middle of a pond, and it's sinking.
Wow.
So he pulls over, he runs out, he dives into the cold water, swims about 30 feet out to where she is in the car, and was able to get her out of the water through the back door of the car as the car was sinking.
Wow.
And he realized, wow, this woman, she's got a baby inside.
Oh.
And so paramedics come and they help her out. They get her warm and then they bring her to the hospital where a few hours later, she gives birth to a baby girl.
Oh, wow. 2 hours later.
Yes. And it just happened to be mom's birthday. So on her birthday, she gets saved from a sinking car and gives birth to her baby girl.
Nice.
And Logan, the guy who jumped into the water, he says, I'm not a hero.
No, not at all. No, no. I just just in the right place at the right time and I got lucky. And it just happened to be me that did something.
You know? Somebody just doing something right at the right time, being there. That's what a hero is.
Exactly.
No kidding. Wow. Very cool. I like that.
You want to see it? It's on the Woody and Jim and Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page. And you can also check it out at totallyhitsnashville.com.
Totally Hits 93.3. Hey, it's the Woody and Jim Show. Guess what? It's time to play Gender Wars. Brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees gone? They can help you out at a reasonable price. They're insured, bonded, all those kind of good things. Go to localtreefellers.com. For the ladies, we have Melissa. For the guys, we have Roman. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck to both of you. Let's get a get acquainted question.
Melissa, if we were cleaning out your car, what would we find underneath the seats?
You'd probably find a lot of receipts from fast food places, maybe some French fries even.
Oh, yeah. Petrified French fries.
Yeah, that's right.
Roman, what about you? If we were cleaning out your car, what would we find underneath the seats?
Probably wiring. I have a mine's a company vehicle, so I use a lot of wiring for my terminals and stuff. Probably a petrified piece of candy or something.
Yep. All right. Candy and wires. That works.
Yeah. All right. Well, you each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Let's begin with multiple choice questions.
All right, Melissa. Is a standard car battery 8, 12, or 20 volts?
Oh, gosh. 12.
12 is right. Good job. Good start.
Okay, Roman. Which children's book takes place in the 100-acre woods? Berenstain Bears, Winnie the Pooh, or Bluey?
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh. There you go.
Tied up.
All right, Melissa. Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and Clyde are characters from what classic video game?
I believe that is Pac-Man.
Pac-Man! Those are the ghosts. Good job.
Classic game. Roman, what do you call a woman who agrees to have a baby on behalf of another person?
The surrogate?
Surrogate.
Yes.
We also would have accepted really good sport. All right. Tied up to a piece. Melissa, before becoming an actor, Dave Bautista was famous for what sport?
Wrestling.
He was a wrestler.
Yeah.
Good. Wow.
Melissa's got a perfect score. Can Roman match? Let's see. Roman, Celestial Seasonings is a famous brand of what? Celestial Seasonings.
Pepper?
It is not pepper.
Mm.
Oh.
No idea.
Same color. It's tea. Yeah,
it's tea.
Yeah.
It's fancy tea.
Oh, it came down to the very end.
Wow.
Nice
well
job,
done.
Everybody.
Congratulations, Melissa. You are the winner.
Yay!
You got tickets to see Barry Manilow for his final show ever in Nashville. Coming up in May, or March, actually.
Yeah.
Enjoy that show. All right. Thanks, both of you, for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
It's Friday Eve. Almost there.
We're making it.
Yeah. I guess they've had 18,000 calls to their tip line in Arizona looking for Savannah Guthrie's mother, Nancy, who's still missing after, what, almost 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
I guess the latest thing they say they found is they found a pair of black gloves about a mile and a half from her house. And they say it could match the gloves that the guy was wearing in that video they released.
Right.
But they still don't know anything. I mean, they had the guy that they stopped and, you know, interrogated and, you know,
searched his house.
And, you know, feel bad for that guy. I found out after 8 hours of interrogation that, no, that wasn't him.
What did he do to the house?
He broke the doors. What else did? The garage door in the back.
So what are you going to do now?
I'll try to clear my name. I didn't do anything.
And they just, like, pulled him over in a traffic stop.
Yeah, I guess. He was a DoorDash delivery guy.
Yeah.
And he
Didn't even know who Nancy Guthrie was or Savannah Guthrie or the Today Show.
Yeah, so, you know, that's sad that that came out. I guess somebody had reported that on the tip line or something. That might be the guy. And 18,000 tips. It's like they got to go through all of them, no matter how stupid they are, I'm sure.
I know. You know, how many people must they have to work on all these things?
Right. How many of them are just, hey, yeah, I think I seen her down at the Piggly Wiggly.
Right.
You know, that kind of
stuff. There's got to be like a certain percentage of
those. Yeah, like, hey, I know something.
And then all the like Instagram and TikTok, you know, armchair detectives is saying, you know, I've done some research.
Everybody's got a theory.
Yeah. So, I'm sure they got to look at them and sort through them and figure out, okay, which ones are worth checking out.
Right. They've got, you know, the enhanced thing. People are taking the video of the guy that was at the front door, you know, with the ski mask on. There's certain technology where they're able to, like, get rid of the mask and see what he might look like underneath and everything. But it's like, so it hopefully it does end up, you know, well.
I hope she's alive.
Yeah.
I really do. For about a week now, I don't think she is.
Yeah.
I think if she was, there'd be proof I think that's why it's going nowhere.
You need, especially if you're looking for, what, $6 million in cryptocurrency is what they originally said.
And I guess, of course, it's awful. I don't want that to be the case, but no. I would say that it's not looking good with every passing day.
Yeah, but wow. So they found some gloves. So maybe they can, do a DNA search off of what was in the gloves.
Right.
If it wasn't, in fact, the gloves the guy had, or it might be somebody else.
Just some random gloves.
Yeah. So, it's like black rubber gloves that, could be used by, anybody, even people working in a hospital. Podcasts, very important. They don't give them to just anybody.
Yeah, they do.
Even us. We even have one.
I know. What's fun is to go and listen to podcasts, and if you can change the speed, you can slow it down as far as it'll go.
Right.
And it sounds like your favorite podcast hosts are drunk.
Depending on your app, you can slow it down. It's pretty funny.
Listening to completely changes your whole attitude on what you're listening to. Which one do we have coming up here?
Well, because everybody loves murder. One of the biggest podcasts right now is the two ladies. It's My Favorite Murder.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Slow it down, and they sound like they've been tipping a few back.
My brother, about 8 at the time, ran into the kitchen with a silver dollar asking if he could keep it. He had found it pasted to the bottom of the leg of a chair. But how weird for it to be pasted to the bottom of the chair, right?
Right.
That just sounds like somebody that just got off a pedal tavern on Broadway and is trying to talk to a cop.
Oh, absolutely.
That sounds great.
Absolutely. One of our favorite podcasts is the Smart List podcast. It has Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and Sean Hayes.
It's always fascinating. They're fun. They have great chemistry together.
Let's pull up the one episode where they were interviewing Jennifer Lawrence. I think she was talking about how her husband and her kids play hockey in the house.
All right.
When they play hockey together, in the house, it really turns me on.
Is he Canadian?
No, almost Vermont.
What about has that hockey gear started smelling yet on the 4-year-old? Because the hockey gear is bad.
Oh my God, it's a totally different show.
It's bad.
So if you have a podcast you really love, just listen to it and then go back and listen to it slow down.
Or that podcast somebody recommends to you and you go, this isn't that good.
Yeah.
Make it good.
Yeah.
Make them drunk.
Here are 3 things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
First, the Seattle Seahawks won the Super Bowl. Jody Allen, the owner of the Seahawks, is planning on selling the team. Apparently, her brother, who died and owned not only the Seahawks, but also the Trailblazers, I guess he decided in his will, he had no wife or kids, so he left everything to her and said in the will that he would love if he diversify all the sports teams and give the money to charity. So she's planning on doing that, and I guess they're expecting it to pull in about $11 billion for that team. So
big money.
Yeah, so hopefully some charities will get a big check from that. That's right. Cool.
Now, depending on your algorithm and your, I guess, particular persuasion, the Bad Bunny show was seen by 10 zillion people, or absolutely no one watched it because it was horrible. The real numbers are out. It was 128 million average viewers, and that puts it at the third biggest halftime show in history. Last year's was the biggest.
Really?
At about 133.5 million with Kendrick Lamar. After that is way back to a Michael Jackson Super Bowl that pulled in 133 million.
Yeah, from the 90s.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then this past one from Sunday was 128.
Wow. Britney Spears has announced that she is selling her music catalog. Did she write any of her own songs?
That's a good question. I guess she owned them.
Yeah, she owned them. So I guess she's selling for $200 million. So she will no longer own the rights to her own songs. I guess she's planning on spending the extra money on super dark eyeshadow and knives. So that part, I have no paperwork to back that up. I'm just assuming.
Just going from what she mostly shows on social media, which is Dancing with Knives.
Here's 4 cents of royalties for the new owners. James Vanderbeek, actor you know from Dawson's Creek, passed away at the age of 48.
Yeah, incredibly young.
Yeah.
He was dealing with colorectal cancer, I guess, for the last couple of years. And I remember him. I wasn't so much a viewer of Dawson's Creek as I loved the movie Varsity Blues.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good movie.
We can't be afraid to lose. There's no room for fear in this game. And we go out there and we half-ass it because we're scared. All we're left with is an excuse. We're always going to wonder. But we go out there and we give it absolutely everything. That's heroic.
Yeah. So young.
Yeah.
He has a wife and 6 kids.
6 kids, yeah.
I know that the last couple of years, his medical bills had been, you know, sky high.
That's the sad thing, especially you know, somebody who's facing that kind of thing, and then there's bills on top of it.
Right.
Yeah.
He was selling memorabilia from his movies and from Dawson's Creek in the last couple of years to help pay those bills. Yet they still, I mean, have crippling debt.
But
the nice thing is that I guess in the hours now since they announced that he passed away, people have been donating to cover the remaining bills and to kind of help his family's future.
Yeah, that's so sad. Very young, 48 years old. Of course, colorectal cancer, that's, although he was much younger, that's what claimed the life of Catherine O'Hara, beloved comedian.
Yeah, died, and they're saying... That colorectal cancer among people under 50 is going up.
Yeah. So you might want to consider, you know, it's an uncomfortable thing to talk about or think about. But having yourself checked out and get a colonoscopy.
Yep.
If you're not familiar with that, they give you a little drug that clears you out. And then they give you a sleepy drug, and then there's a camera that makes a magical journey.
And if there's anything going wrong, they take
they
care
will fight
of
it yeah.
before I mean, it becomes
yeah.
anything.
Yeah, I mean, it takes like a day. You have to be driven home because you're full of narcotics, but, gives you peace of mind.
Yeah, just next time you're with your doctor, and especially if you're 40 or over, just, say, hey, what about this?
Yeah.
You know, should I get it? If they're not bringing it up, you should.
Yeah.
Let's talk business in my office. Add new Unstoppables beads to your wash for 24-hour nonstop freshness so you can smell unstoppable.
My clothes are full of beads. Yeah!
We're jamming to that commercial. Boss. What do you got going on today?
Well, I've kind of recommitted myself to trying to better my hydration.
Yeah?
The Super Bowl commercial that said, take a look at me now, when they're talking about yellow pee
in
the toilet.
Gotta be drinking enough.
I've decided I'm really going to hydrate. I bought myself a fancy 40-ounce water bottle on Amazon.
Right. One that if you fill it, you can't even walk across the room with it. It's so heavy.
Yes. And so I'll probably be spending the rest of the afternoon peeing.
Well, that's the way it works.
Once you break the seal, I think guys know this. Once you break the seal, it's every 20 minutes after that.
Oh, yeah. I know. I have the kidney of an 8-year-old girl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My peanut bladder.
So you're going to be peeing for the rest of the day.
That is my plan.
All right.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I know we're going to be doing some video shoots after the show is over. And then I think I'm going to go to the movies. There's some new movies for the weekend that come out this afternoon. One of them is Wuthering Heights with Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi. He was just in the Frankenstein movie.
The classic tale.
Yeah. I try not to know anything going in,
right.
So I go in fresh, but I'm hearing that there are mixed reviews.
Okay.
So I'll let you know tomorrow whether Wuthering Heights is a good Valentine movie night.
Very
idea.
Cool. Yeah. I'm sure it'll do well anyway, whether, you know, it's because it's romantic.
Right.
Yeah. Catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits 93.3.